You should talk to him about that again.
I did. Dude, I'll show you the message. He was literally getting mad at me. And in my head, I go, why am I even wasting my time? Why am I wasting my breath getting angry at people? Like, I don't want to do that. I'll show you the message.
You can show me later. Can we just get this f***ing episode done? Mm-hmm.
Welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. It's Wednesday's Wins and Whiffs of the Week. John's here, Brandon and Christopher. I'm Shane, and we're here to share our collectibles with you that have come in recently, and we'll see if we have a whiff of the week. John, Brandon, Chris, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic.
How you doing, Brandon? Are you in a good mood?
Of course.
So we are here every Wednesday on YouTube to share our collectibles with you fine folks. But John, you have some recent news. You are now adding some of our Wins and Whiffs episodes to the podcast apps.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm doing an audio version too. I mean, because it does translate. They just can't see what we're talking about. But we do talk, you know, we do describe what we're talking about. And I figured, why not? That gives us more, you know, more content on our audio podcast.
Right.
And,
I think it was a great idea, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that only listen to it on that version. They don't watch YouTube. So now they have every show. They're able to at least get all the access.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so if you are listening to this on a podcast app and you're curious, you're hearing it, you're listening, you're laughing. If you want to see the collectibles yourself, you know, the visual show, pop over to your YouTube channel and, you know, just look for the same episode number that this is and you'll be able to find it. But it's fun to listen to in the car or on the go. And then you can always come back and check out the video as well.
Yeah.
And all right. Very good.
Post the link to our channel in our description of each episode on Spotify. So,
awesome. All right, very good. Well, let's jump in with our first win of the week. All right, we are going to go south. There's two folks that are south, but we're going to John, your win of the week.
Yeah.
John, did you get new glasses?
I did.
Is that your win of the week?
No, it's not the win of the week.
Are they stronger glasses?
do they look bigger?
Yeah. Completely. Like,
my God.
Can you see my eyes?
That's your win of the week is that you can see now.
I can see. Still can't see very well. But
are you sorry that you can see us better now than you used to be able to?
No, it's nice to be able to see things high def.
High def. Except for Chris's camera, which is Chris is shooting his episode tonight on an Atari 2600. I love how before we started this, Brandon tells him, he's like, your picture's really bad. It's pixelated. So he spits on his finger and rubs it all over the lens. Like, that's going to help his internet.
I thought maybe there was a little crustification growing on it, but it wasn't that problem.
Yeah. All right. Very good. John, bring us your win of the week.
My win of the week is it's from the 40th anniversary of the release of Return of the Jedi. They've had the figures out now. And next come the pops.
Yes. Maximus Max Rebo
pop.
Yeah.
And you know what's cool about this is the piano is patterned after the Kenner piano.
Oh, that is nice. Cool. Yeah. That is pretty dead on. Yeah.
Well, Kyle's pants are getting tight over this one.
Yeah.
Tweet like one. A toyga.
But anyway, there's that, and there's all the figures in the regular. There's some chases and some multiple sets, and you know, bigger sets and stuff. But Look at this right here, Shane.
I have it. I have it.
I'd rather
this one
back there.
I'd rather give away that.
Yeah. John, I don't know if you watched the show, but I showed it on a previous Wins and Whiffs.
You should give that away instead of the Evel Knievel.
You have the 40th anniversary one?
Yeah, didn't I show it?
I thought you had an older one.
I thought you had the regular one, not the 40th
anniversary. The one with the blue label. Me too. That's a different one. That's the earlier.
It has them all.
Really? I didn't show it?
Yeah, this is the 40th anniversary.
This is the brand new one.
They just came out.
I know. I pre-ordered it with Entertainment Earth.
John, I guarantee you Shane has it in a box in a bag somewhere in his room.
Know what?
He hasn't shown
it. Maybe I didn't show it and I'm confusing it with this one. I showed you guys this one.
Yeah, you showed us that one. You did show the other Leibusch, but it was the blue label.
Really?
Okay. Yep.
It's amazing that John knows this.
I take it back, John.
He owns a toy shop. He better know this.
I know. I got to be on top of my game.
No, I'm just amazed that he knows what Shane has shown and has not shown.
Oh, well,
I know, right? All right, so I will make John, can you please make a show note that Shane needs to show Leibusch 40th anniversary vinyl pop?
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Okay. Leibusch.
So I have three now. Spoiler alert. I have three of them now.
Jeez.
Because I have the I have another one that's worth a lot of money. So I'll reveal that. I'll show them both to you next episode.
Nice.
All right. Nice. So what's the deal there? Are you going to keep that? Is that available in your shop?
This is available online already.
Okay.
On shopthevaultonline.com.
Yeah, that is.
So you need to change the sticker so that it says only at shopthevault.com.
Oh yeah. Exclusive. Well, it's a Walmart exclusive. So
yeah,
that's got to stay on there, or people won't buy it.
Yeah, right. It's worth more with it on.
Should make your own.
Is that the next wave of after the first six, or is that like an exclusive that just came out on its own?
This is not part of the wave, but I mean, I guess it is part of the wave, but it's the exclusive Walmart pop.
But it didn't come out the same time, did it?
Mm-hmm.
Or it did. And it's okay. So I'm not that familiar with pop. So there must be, one or more exclusives that were not part of that official wave. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. I'm going to go next.
Oh,
I just decided. All right, let's see what you guys think about this. This is an unusual one for me. Correct. I wanted this for a while, and when we were down in Nashville, not this past year, but last year when we were vendors, I saw this at a booth, and it was very expensive, and so therefore I did not really consider it, but I've wanted one for a while. And it's still in the poly, but I am ready to rip it open.
Poly.
It's a black series, and I've wanted a graded one for a while. So let's see what we got here.
Whoa!
It's worth less money now.
Yep, it's worth less. I'm tearing it open.
On
it.
Oh my god!
Get the old X-Acto knife after it.
Yeah, I can't have those around my house.
I thought it was kind of, I know I'm like death. I have nightmares about the fact that I have one sitting on my desk and I have little kids, but
yeah, my kids will freaking Jesus.
No, I keep it away.
They're the easiest things to use, but
I have the same problem with the razor blades in my house, and I use a razor blade and they blend in with everything. So I have to spray paint them just so I can see them.
Oh, that's kind of a good idea. All right, here we go. Release the Kraken.
Oh, and that's going to have a crack in.
Wow.
That's huge.
It's really cool.
Nice.
So it's a 8.5.
Looks just like her.
What kind of coin are we talking about there with that one?
I'd be happy to share that. I'm trying to remember what it was. I'll look it up, but
bought it. It's been in a box for 2 years. He doesn't remember.
No. This is very recent. Very recent. So the one that I had seen at the convention in person was a 9.0. So understandably it was more money, but it was a lot more money. So I'm not collecting it for that reason where I need to, like, you know, go for the 9 versus the 8.5. The box is really nice. It's uncirculated. It's labeled as uncirculated. So just to have one in acrylic, because I don't know how easy it is to get an acrylic for Black Series, or, you know, an acrylic in this style that kind of matches the vintage acrylic. So I'm very happy to have that. Just opened it for the first time on the air here. 2015 figure. It's from the second line after the orange line. This is the blue line. And I'm really happy to have this. So that's going right up into my Focus collection. I have my original one that I bought back in... It's actually labeled as 2015 on here. It's really a 2014 release. So AFA actually got that wrong on the label, but I bought mine in 2014 or 15. I still have that, and I have an extra one that I'm just going to pop open now and display it open on the shelf, because now I have a replacement for that sealed one. So excited about that. Brandon, you're going to wait because it's Christopher's time for his win of the week. Zero. Oh.
Yeah, nothing.
No. Chris got a big collection in. He shared it in his last episode, and he is going to be going through that Masters of the Universe. So we're excited to see those figures and all the accessories. So stay tuned for that. And now we're going west, southwest. Brandon Alamo, your win of the week.
This goes along with my win from previous, where I got to go to Colorado and go to that. Do a little hunting, go to that store where I picked up that Alien 3 pack.
Bush.
This is part of that purchase. I don't know what it is. John, maybe you can help me out with this.
Uh-oh.
His leg came off, so maybe... Whoopsie. But I think you can do that. I think you can take this guy apart, so maybe that would help with the... Help with you telling me what this is, but I picked up this little alien.
Oh god,
that's cool.
I don't think I've ever seen one like that.
Yeah, I don't know. The guy at the shop was like, "Oh, I never even know we had that." It was like on the bottom shelf, like tucked in the corner. But it's like you can take him apart. Like his hands come apart.
Is there any chance that's a Kubrick?
Oh.
It doesn't. The body doesn't look like it, but maybe.
I don't know what it.
What did that cost, Brandon? Like ballpark. Ballpark it.
Ballpark.
What kind of coin are we talking about here?
Fenway.
Actually, if I lift up his tail, it says something. KK.
No, not KKK.
Oh, I don't hope. I hope no, there's not a third K's. K.
It's two K's. No, it's some kind of number. With letters. Like couple bucks.
Wow.
I don't know. Don't know what this is.
Like that?
John just found out what it was.
Yeah, you found it already.
Kubrick? Like Shane was talking about?
Yeah, I think Brandon. I think Brandon's just missing stuff.
Yeah, here's some more.
Show us, John.
Well,
Kubrick power loader.
Oh wow!
Wow.
Oh, Shane for the win, if that's correct.
Wow.
Kubrick.
Kubrick? I think Kubrick's, yeah.
What? I don't even know what that is.
So it's a Japanese company that I believe they took the name, you know, after Stanley Kubrick, but also for the fact that it's got brick in it, because they are somewhat similar to Lego minifigures.
Yeah, like the legs pop off. Like
yeah. So I was thrown off at first because I didn't know it was a Japanese company, because it's not really a Japanese name.
Yeah, but Medicom.
It's Medicom, which is you know also not sounding Japanese, but it's a Japanese company. They've been putting them out for a number of years now, and they license different character lines, and they put them out in waves. They come in boxes that look very similar to the Poppy boxes.
Oh, okay.
That same kind of shape.
Maybe I have seen these in stores then, but
they're very cool.
Never seen an alien.
I'm getting some Star Wars ones in. Should be like this week. For the first
time.
$2
sounds like you got a good win there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh yeah. Are they expensive?
they typically go for like $15 to $20 and up.
Yeah,
I think the retail of them is something like $15.
Anything Kubrick is usually money.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever. And then afterwards, I was like, why am I buying this crap? And then I was like, man, it's kind of cool.
and then you said, why am I buying this crap?
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
It goes back and forth. It just, you know.
Yeah, it's like, I get like buyer's remorse when I leave, and I'm just like, and then I'm like, it's cool. Well, now that you just told me what it is, I like it even more.
Yeah.
They and you know what? They're not. I've found that they're not easy to find. Like, you can find them online, but I've never seen them in a store here. And they're not prolific online. They're not.
Yeah, like, the guy was like, oh, I didn't even know we had that. That was kind of, you know,
like you could find out that there's a certain character that exists and then not easily find it to buy it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is cool. So to answer your question, Chris, I did look it up. So for this, I actually am very happy to see once again what I paid. Out the door, it was $106.
Did I ask you?
I did.
So somebody did. I'm sorry, John did. Somebody asked me ballpark. So. When I remember when I saw it in person and it was a 9.0, they wanted $400 for it. Mm. And I saw another one somewhere else that was almost $600. And that's
that's weird, because anything modern, especially like 2014, 15 and up, you're supposed to be getting grades of 9 and higher, because that's not abnormal for a 5-year-old card, 8-year-old card. When it's vintage stuff, yeah, like 80s and stuff is what you shoot for. But for modern, usually it's like 9s and 90s and over.
Right. Yeah. Like, I think that it wouldn't be a stretch to think that there's boxes out there that are 9s. I mean, I had boxes that were beautiful. But again, it's, you know, if you're just getting it for your shelf, like you're not a stickler. Yeah. It's like, I just like the look of it in the acrylic and the fact that it's been graded. I mean, this figure for a long time was $60 ungraded. So it's come down because they re-released it in the archive line of the Black Series, which always tanks the value of whichever ones they choose to release again. Because for openers, they're their exact same toy, so it tanks the value. But anyway, for the look of it, I'm super happy to have that. And $100, absolutely jackpot for me. Not paying $400 for, you know, something I already have on the shelf ungraded. Yeah. I'm not doing that. So, all right, so guys.
Uncirculated, I'm sorry. Uncirculated means basically they got it from the chipper directly to the grader.
I think so. Yeah.
It means the grader got the shipper box with them all in it. They opened it up. They pulled them right out, and then they went straight into grading.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, knowing these boxes, I'm looking at it now, you know, again, for the first time without the poly bag, I do not see a fingernail scratch in the gloss, you know, or the matte finish of the box, which you touch it one time and it's got marks.
Yeah.
It really does look uncirculated. There's one little kind of shelfware right on the corner there, that little white dot.
But there's your 0.5 loss.
Yeah, it is. It really is. That's from them folding it at the factory, literally closing the box. I mean, it has nothing else on it. So
Gertrude and Beatrice.
So I'm happy, because you guys know I started with Black Series. So it's fun to see one graded. I've never had one graded before. So, all right, guys, do we have any whiffs of the week? Oh, Chris has got one. Here we go. It's time for your whiff of the week.
So another whiff that I like to call this term as catfish. So I got catfished.
Whoa. Aren't you married?
I am married.
Did you meet an older gentleman in a truck stop bathroom? Or what are we talking here?
It was Trucker Nick.
In my terms of catfish is when someone reaches out to me, they want to sell a collection, and they send me all the pictures and they send me everything. I go over it. I basically give them a price. We come to an agreement, only to find out that it's being listed on eBay about an hour later.
Oh.
So it happens a lot. Like, honestly, like, being a toy seller is, it's fun, but it also sucks because a lot of times people reach out to you about buying something. You don't know if they're just using you for your information and for your value. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they're actually serious about selling it or not. And it happens a lot. It really does. It happens a lot. So people are kind of like, I want to get a value in all this stuff. And let's just say it's for sale. Let me reach out to somebody and ask them what they would offer me, what it might be worth, so on and so on. Mm-hmm. So this person reached out to me. They wanted to sell some stuff. And it was a lot of stuff. I went over it. You know, and this stuff takes me like an hour, 2 hours, because I don't know a lot of the stuff also. There's a couple of things that I may not know. And we came to an agreement. Everything was getting shipped out. It was already shipped out as far as I know. And then all of a sudden, I'm just on eBay browsing, and I'm just like, oh, cool, this item looks familiar. Oh, wait, this item looks familiar. Then I go to the seller, and I'm just scrolling down the list, and it's pretty much, I don't know, 75% of the items that they just showed me, you know, a little while ago, all on eBay now for buy now prices. And I'm like, you scumbag. I'm like, that's all you did was just use me for values and numbers, and then now they're selling it there. So, you know, that was my whiff.
So does that so if he was able to do that, it sounds like you might have, you know, went through a lot of the items piece by piece with him, or, you know, in communication. Does that change your thinking for the future? Like, if somebody comes to you with a collection of, 110 items, that maybe you don't go that way and you just come back to him and say, hey, I've gone through piece by piece. I've worked my own numbers out. Here's my offer for the collection.
Well, that's pretty much, that is pretty much what I do normally. And then every once in a while they'll say, oh, well, how about this piece? Like, what do you do on this, you know, on this specific piece, and so on and so forth. And when, you know, it happens a lot more than what people actually know. It's people that are just, and like I said, I like to say catfish. So I got catfish. It's people just using you for information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
well, for anybody out here who watches any of our, episodes, our videos, you know, Chris is a well-known buyer seller. I mean, he's got lots of great reviews out there, and he'll have people, that will, recommend him and whatnot, because he's fair with his prices, and he'll treat you right. And he's easy to work with. He's a nice guy. He's not going to, you know, screw you over. And we have a reputation here. So if that means anything to you, you know, he's got to answer to the reputation he has for his show too. So
I got four bosses. I have four bosses that I have to answer to. So, you know.
Well, one of them's not here, so consider yourself lucky on that one.
He's still a boss.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry to hear that. That stinks, because not only is it wasted time, but you know, you think you're getting, you know, to the next collection that you're going to be able to go through, you know.
I was told it was in the mail, and I'm literally waiting for it to show up, and that's how I found out. It's just just dumb. So
so just to close the story, did the guy have was he polite enough to at least respond to you, or did he have anything to say, or just
no? I never said anything. As far, one of our last communications was all right, I got it out in the mail, and that was it.
You didn't put any money out?
No. I never do. Okay. They always mail the items to me first. I look everything over, and then I pay them afterwards. I try to operate like a store, because one time I did lay the cash out, like 2 years ago when I first started, and they never shipped me the items, and I got screwed on a couple $1,000. So, now I'm like store only. It's you ship everything to me, and if they don't agree to that and like that, I pass. Okay.
Yep.
I'm good.
Yep. Okay. So. All right. Well, I'll remind everybody who's watching these episodes, we are now on Patreon. So please go to patreon.com/5idiotstalkingtoys, or you could simply just click on the link below in this video. It'll get you to the links for all of our stuff, our socials, our merch shop, and also our collector's page, where Chris puts up the items from the collections that he takes in on rogue5toys.com. So thanks very much for watching. Please go to Patreon and support us. If you like the show, it'll help out in creating more content for you guys. And we'll see you soon on another episode of 5 Idiots Talking Toys. Good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.